Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing this back. Best, the greatest garage band of all time, no doubt. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Harrison is our guest, the Reverend John Harrison, and he's a certified financial planner and helps his, in addition to his work with his congregation, he's also a financial planner helping people with their investments. And he's the author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. John, we've been talking about some of the goofy stuff that's been going on where people are taking 3,000-year-old theology and turning it into political advice, I mean, political ideas and even financial ideas. And there are plenty of secular idioms too, aren't there, out there that you have to deal with?
There really are, and all of this is really birthed into a kind of investment analysis called technical analysis. And it's the
selling man go away is technical. I don't think that's.
it doesn't sound like it, but it really is, because
is it?
What they're doing is, rather than analyzing companies, the two kinds of analysis are fundamental and technical. And fundamental analysis concerns itself with questions like, is this company profitable?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have good management? What kind of a debt load do they carry?
Right.
Those sort of things. How does the company look on paper?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how we run our small businesses, isn't it?
Exactly.
We buy low, sell high when we can. We try to make a profit. We collect our money. We make customers happy. Those are the fundamentals.
Whereas technical analysis ignores all of that and says, all of that's already priced into a stock anyway, so let's just look at the trend. And they analyze statistics about price trends. And you could come up with some fascinating statistics. The problem is when you start assigning meaning to those statistics. What I mean, for instance, take something called the January effect. It's a fact that more often than not, stock prices rise in January. There's perhaps many reasons for this, but it has been historically true. And they typically rise in January more than most months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
When you make that prescriptive and you stay out of the market all fall in order to get it in January because you're going to count on that rise, it doesn't always work so well. The same thing with go away in May. The cliche is go away in May, divest yourself of the investment mm-hmm. markets, come back in November because May to October is very volatile and you'll save yourself from grief. That often works quite well. It didn't work at all in 2015,
mm-hmm.
But people use it as a prescription for what to do. One of the funniest ones for me is years ending in 7. If you go back to the 1970s, and simply skipped being in the market for every year that ended in a 7, you know, 77, mm-hmm. 87, 97, then you would have done better than by about 1% than a broad portfolio that stayed invested the whole time. But it would be ridiculous as a financial planner to say,
right.
Okay, our investment strategy is skip the year 2017 and come back in 2018.
Right.
But you can't use these things as predictions.
And I'll tell you something else that bothers me about the technical approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying nothing should be technical in your analysis, but what bothers me is when you watch the investment shows, the investment mm-hmm. channels, the financial channels, they call mm-hmm. them business channels, but I don't call them business channels because this is a business channel.
Exactly.
What they do is not business.
Mm-hmm.
And so what bothers me is when they talk about things, they talk about stocks and investing in technical terms that have nothing to do, and it's not even close to a customer buying a product and somebody taking care of that customer.
Right.
And it's as if those guys never, it never occurs to them that none of this stuff they talk about could happen if it weren't for the human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
Doesn't that bother you? Doesn't that annoy you when they talk about handles? Oh, this is, I think this is going to go down to a two handle. Well, that is so far away from how business is done. That kind of thing annoys me.
Mm-hmm. It's as if they're providing, you know, anecdotal evidence about irrelevant questions.
And as if that were more important than what happens out here on Main Street.
Exactly. But even for the investor, the crucial thing is not what the market's going to do next week. It's what your portfolio is going to do between now and the time you take your last breath.
Mm-hmm.
And by focusing on trying to predict the unpredictable and get you to focus on, but what are market trends going to be, it gets you to miss that what investing is ownership of companies.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't run your small business the way these people suggest you invest in large ones.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Right, right. No, I agree with that. And some of these other things, if you want to completely get confused and you only want to just be entertained, watch CNBC.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean to talk bad about the guys, but I like some of the interviews that they have,
mm-hmm.
but a whole lot of the stuff that they do during the day is just, how would you get anything out of it?
You don't, but they're in a dilemma because the truths of investing are profound, but they're not something you need 24 hours a day to talk about. And so if they had to have something to say 24 hours a day, they mm-hmm. had to invent all this inflated stuff to sound mm-hmm. expert about that really doesn't mean anything, but gives them something to say that's full of jargon and makes them sound like they know more than you do.
Also, almost everything they talk about is trading.
Yeah.
You almost never hear the word invest. Well, folks, John is an investor. When we come back, I'm going to get him to tell us about the difference between investing and trading and which one you should be doing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.